You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. This afternoon, we're joined by Frans van Hoole, CEO and co-founder of Revy Media, which is a lead generation company. Frans, welcome to Enterprise Radio here on EPN.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So what are some of the biggest trends you expect to take place in the lead generation space for the remainder of the year? And also, what do you expect to see in the lead generation space, in particular, over the next few years looking ahead?
Great question. Lead generation itself is a very fast-paced industry. A lot of things happened over the last couple of years. And, to mention the three main trends in the industry, I would mention that there's a big shift from quantity to quality, meaning that the lead buyers who are actually buying the leads to convert into sales are getting more and more savvy and experienced with lead generation in general. They have the tools, and they just demand quality, and that's a good thing for the market. There's a need for transparency in the market as well. So there's some great initiatives like Lead ID, where each lead gets a specific unique ID, so the lead buyer can always track back the source where the lead is coming from. Quality is a magic word right now in lead gen. Another trend I've been seeing is mobile. I mean, it's not rocket science, to predict that mobile will be of huge impact the coming years. Since the smartphone and especially the iPad, traffic dramatically changed. And we've seen that within Revy Media, the way to describe this trend for us is since I would say July last year, we have grown our total traffic with over 50% coming from mobile, and I think that says it all. Products like Click to Call, where you can from your mobile device can go straight to a lead or a lead offer or a campaign, many things to do there. The last trend I would like to mention is social media. Although social media is not new, it has been around for years. Platforms like Facebook and Twitter, they came with their own ad exchange platforms, and it has a huge impact the whole engagement of end users just changing due to their social media experience. These will be the main trends I see, and I predict that that these will continue to grow the coming years.
So what kind of impact are you seeing mobile have on the lead generation business, and how has this changed the landscape over the last few years?
Yeah, as mentioned earlier, huge. Mobile is the magic word, and the users are getting more and more mobile every day. So the impact is huge. Think about the impact on the technical part of the lead generation industry itself. Building a mobile landing page or a mobile campaign is a complete different ballgame than a web campaign. Think about how to track, how to deal with cookies, which has been a challenge on mobile. But from a user perspective and lead generation perspective, the user is just engaged differently. If a user on a mobile decides to fill in a form or shows interest for a product, he wants it now and right away. And that demands a complete different approach in terms of marketing and how to engage that user further on in the process. The other thing I'd like to mention is that, since early 2000, I've been in online marketing, and it always, was the case that content is king. That's still the case, and I think with mobile, content is even more important because think about in-app promotions, think about social media, think about all the content available through mobile in a complete different way. The impact is huge.
Now, when it comes to lead generation, how do you strike the right balance between quantity and quality? I know that obviously quality is the magic word, as you had said earlier.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a good question, because I think this is the number one challenge for every company dealing with lead generation. To answer this question correctly, I think it starts with the first real objective of lead generation in general is that you're generating leads because of the objective to generate sales. So, and sometimes that the tendency is to forget that the final goal is to convert leads into sales, and that starts with quality. We have seen bad practices, purely focused on volume. You need to have your game straight and focus on quality, starting with just your forms, your verification, filter out the bad leads and bogus leads. With very simple technologies, you can at least guarantee a minimum quality. But this is an interesting question because, at the end, the ideal situation is quality and quantity. And we all know that, it's all about quality. But if you can reach a sustainable model where you can reach a certain quantity in quality, you're in a very good shape. And I've seen some interesting quantity approaches. If you are a lead generation company and you have your sales process very much automated with automatic dialers with good IVR menus, and you can do a pre-selection of leads and therefore guarantee a higher conversion, quantity actually, even when there's a lower quality, it can actually work. It really depends on the specific objectives.
Today we are joined by Frans van Hoele, CEO and co-founder of Revy Media, which is a lead generation company here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Frans, what are your top three lead generation scoring tips for B2B marketers?
Yeah, there are a couple of things which you can do, and I would like to start with how to build your form. The form the user actually fills in to request a quote or to show interest for your service or product. There are certain verification methods like checking if the email exists, doing a match between IP address and zip code, check if the address is existing, do a thoughtful telephone check. All those tools are available and are available at relatively low cost, and it will save you a lot of headaches further in the sales process. So lead scoring by making sure that you verify the data, and based on the verification you give it a certain value. The second one is look at the user behavior on the form. How long does it take for the user to fill in the form? If it's 10 seconds, then you could conclude that the intention probably is not very high. If the user gets 3-4 errors while filling in your form, you might conclude that he tries to fill in bogus data. Look at the time and look at the number of errors, and you will put a certain threshold for low quality. Very important, and if not the most important, link back your results in the back end, in your sales, link it back to your lead generation activities. What's your contact rate in percentage, and link it back to your campaigns and sources. What's the actual conversion? It might take a couple of weeks, it might take a couple of months, but analyze it and bring it back to the actual source. And based on that feedback, you'll able to score the leads and the sources better. And you need to have a score per lead, but you always need to have a score per source as well. A source can be a good source, a bad source, and a source being wherever you get your traffic from and where you buy traffic. Always score your source as well. Although a mediocre source can have good quality, some good quality. We at Rev Media, we always put a score per lead, but also per source, and combine those two.
Very interesting. Is it necessary for businesses to invest in lead generation technology, or can they be successful without making this a part of their overall business plan?
It really depends what kind of business you have. I mean, we have 12 developers full-time working on our lead generation platform and forms and campaigns. And I can imagine that many companies who don't have lead generation as core business don't have those resources. So it really depends. If you are a savvy online marketing company and you have the technical resource for it, I would definitely invest in your own lead generation technology, just to have it close to you and to be on top of it. If you don't have the resources, there are great tools out there, Leads 360, partly Salesforce. There are many lead management systems available, in less extent lead generation tools. But if you are really not into online marketing, or if you have not the skills in-house, I would recommend to outsource it, because I've seen too many companies getting burned trying to do it themselves with low results, and you burn money and with no ROI on your lead gen activities. That's painful. And from my experience, lead generation is a real profession. It's a science, and a lot of investment needs to be done to get it right, I would say.
If you would tell our listeners where they can get more information and also to be in potential contact regarding Revy Media.
You can come to our website, www.revymedia.com, and we're more than welcome to inform you about lead generation and explore what we could do for you.
He is Frans van Hoele, CEO, co-founder of Revy Media, which is a lead generation company, and the website once again is simply revymedia.com. Frans, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.